Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The government's star witness against former Massachusetts House Speaker Sal DeMasi returns to the witness stand today. Joseph Lawley delivered dramatic testimony in federal court in Boston yesterday, painting DeMasi as the leader of alleged schemes to steer hundreds of thousands of dollars to DeMasi and his two co-defendants. Lally, a former salesman for the software firm Cognos, was indicted with them in 2009 and is now testifying for the prosecution. WBUR's David Boeri, who's covering the trial, reports.
Mr. Lally, you've been characterized in there once again today as the world's greatest salesman and the biggest liar of all as well.
Excuse me. I have no comment until after the trial.
Joseph Lally did his talking inside yesterday, and courtroom 10 fell silent when he was called to the stand. In he strode with a big jaw and a boxer's face. You could feel the electricity among the defense attorneys. Quickly marched into battle by the prosecutor, Lally started launching bombshells. It was 2004. Sal DeMasi was Speaker of the House and too busy to practice law, Lally testified, he was told by defendant Richard Dickey McDonough. Quote, he was looking to find ways to make some income for DeMasi. And find they did, said Lally. The first scheme was to funnel money to DeMasi through the Speaker's former law associate, Stephen Topazio. I knew it was a sham contract, Lally testified. Cognos sent $5,000 a month to Topazio, who has testified he gave $4,000 to DeMasi, thinking he was sharing a client referral fee. Topazio did no work. In reality, the payments were kickbacks, Lally said, to secure the speaker's power to swing state software contracts to Cognos. Cool on the stand and hot with his fire, Lally said he was golfing with DeMasi on Father's Day, 2006, when the speaker said, I'm only going to be speaker for so long, so it's important that we make as much hay as possible. The prosecutor asked Lally, what did he make of that? Answer, he was saying, let's go. Let's make some money. Lally said that later he and McDonough high-fived each other, saying, how about that? Lally said he and McDonough, who got $300,000, then brought a fourth conspirator into the scheme. That was Richard Dick Vitale, DeMasi's accountant and best friend. Though Vitale did nothing to make the first Cognos state contract happen, Lally testified, he got $100,000 from Lally. And for the second and much bigger state contract with Cognos, Lally said Vitale got $500,000. Vitale set up a company called WN that got another sham consulting agreement. Lally said it was, quote, to cover our ass. Why did you pay WN $500,000? Asked the prosecutor. Lally, that was my understanding what I needed to do to get the speaker to fund my project. Lobbing bomb after bomb, the salesman-turned-government witness then tossed this one. Of the $500,000 received by DeMasi's best friend Richard Vitale, according to Lally, Vitale said he doesn't get a dime of this money. It all goes to Sal. It was devastating testimony, and the salesman seemed to be selling the jury. Here's defense attorney Marty Weinberg outside the courthouse later on.
We said from the beginning that Lally's credibility is the pivotal issue in the case. We said at the start in the opening that the government needed to depend on this witness.
A lot of bombs dropped this morning.
A lot of bombs dropped this afternoon, too.
Under cross-examination, Weinberg tried to establish that at various times Lally had lied to his employer, his business partners, his family, the tax man, and prosecutors. Now that Lally had gone from being a co-defendant in the case to a witness for the prosecution, Weinberg suggested Lally, the salesman, was making his testimony up because he had a deal with the government. But Lally threw Weinberg a jolting counterpunch, saying, Mr. Weinberg, the truth is that I entered into a conspiracy with these three gentlemen to commit a crime. That's the truth. Lally's last line of testimony was what Sal had said in a phone call when the alleged scheme started to come undone. Lally remembered DeMasi saying, if one of us breaks, we all fall. As yesterday made clear, Lally is now playing for the other side. For WBUR, I'm David Boeri.